Whither thou goest. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Whither thou goest. This is a phrase that has been laid upon marriage and relationships from the beginning of time. Wherever you go, I will go with you. Whatever your lifestyle is, I will follow that lifestyle. Whatever you choose to do, I will endorse that and say that is my choice too. Whither thou goest, I will go with you. When people get married, they have a tremendous responsibility, because they're saying that their spouse, man or woman, their spouse is someone who they would follow to the ends of the earth. It's someone that they would go anywhere they choose to go. If they wanted to live on a desert island, completely away from all the family ties that they've ever known, they agree to go with them. If they want to live in the middle of a very busy city, and they're used to living in the countryside, they will go there without a thought that it is not their pleasant choice. Because the choice is whither thou goest. Whatever your choice is, my beloved, that's where I want to be. That's the lifestyle that I want to have. That's who I am and where I am. This is why engagements are so tremendously important. It gives each the opportunity to know a little about the other, a little about their way of living, their way of handling things, their way of thinking, their way of doing things. And sometimes it's love at first sight, and my goodness sakes, I didn't know they were that way, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. Well, that's because you jumped before you had a chance to find out what was going on. No matter whether you go into such extremis as that, whither thou goest, or whether you just are living in a normal community and you will continue living in a normal community, it doesn't make much difference. Because what you have said when you have taken on a marriage relationship or a friendship relationship or any type of relationship at all, the type of things you like, I like. The type of things you want to do, I want to do. Now, men usually like sports, and women oftentimes have no great interest in sports. And so they have their own interests and their own ways. And they say, well, the women should really marry men who have interests like they do. Men should really marry women who have interests like they do. And presumably, this is what it is. Presumably, because the woman goes along to the sporting events, that she really likes it too. One, she really is just trying to tie the knot, get a mate, get married. Marriage, under those circumstances, is less than perfect. It is less than fulfilling. It is less than rewarding. And it is something that is sure to come to a very vigorous halt somewhere along the way. When you choose your life partner, you might start choosing with yourself. Now, do you choose yourself to be your life partner? Now, what kind of a person would you like as a life partner? Would you like a person who is self-confident, a person who has humility, a person who has love, unconditional love, a person who is a joyful person, person who is an abundant person, a person who is a healthy person? Well, then this is what you want to do for yourself. Before you ever think of tying yourself up with another person, friend or marriage partner or whatever it may be, start building your own life into the kind of person that if you were out looking for a person to have as a friend or a marriage partner, that's the kind of person you'd like to have. Now, if you like introspection, you like quiet times, then make sure that the people you associate with like quiet times too. If you like much activity and active sports and body sports and so forth and team sports and what have you, well, make sure that you're associated with someone who likes that too. Because if you aren't, you'll find that so much of your life that could have been spent as a sharing and a loving encounter becomes a terrorizing encounter, because each one of you want to go your own different way. And you say, well, men don't necessarily want to go to the sewing bee or the quilting bee or become part of a bridge club of women or something like that. And the answer there is, who says? Who says? We have kept people out of things because we have had foredrawn conclusions of what would delight them, what would make them happy. Now, how do you know? Maybe there are men in this world who like to have playing bridge. And you know a lot of them. You heard of them, at least. Maybe there are a lot of people in this world who enjoy doing things that are considered to be women's work, women's life, and perhaps that's something you'd like too. Well, I'd like to have someone who has a little variety in their life, some has a little different interest than mine, something that they do that's a little separate from what I'm doing. And, for instance, I like to go hiking, but I like to go hiking alone. I really like to be alone. I don't like to have someone with me while I'm hiking because I just like to meditate. I like to think about what I'm doing and where I'm going and what I'm active in. And I like that personal aloneness. Well, maybe marriage is not for you. Maybe relationships are not for you. Maybe you're a person who wants to have a meditative life. You want to be a monk. And even monks associate with each other. But what do you want to do? Where do you want to spend your life? How do you want to spend whatever time you have in your life to live? Now, you've only got so many years to live. And many people like to say, well, I have an eternity to live. Well, that's true, you do. But that eternity could be an eternity of hell or an eternity of heaven. And just because we leave our body behind, that doesn't mean we stop living. That doesn't mean that our soul, our being, our mind, our essence, that doesn't continue in some area that we're not quite familiar with right here. What is it that whither thou goest means to you? Whither thou goest? I say, if I choose to get married now, I would certainly think very carefully about the type of person I would say I want in my household. The kind of person that I want to associate with day by day. The kind of person that I would like. Would I like that person to be interested in classical music as I enjoy? Would I like that person to be interested in hiking or boating or swimming or skydiving? Would I like that person to have similar interests to my own? Well, that certainly would make a very happy relationship if I chose to do that. But doing that is a very important and not tedious, but important job. It means we have to really pay attention to who we are. Now, who are you? Who am I, really? Am I the person who goes hiking or meditating or the person who likes to stay at my job, the person who likes to come home in the evening, kick off my shoes and just relax? Or am I the kind of person that comes home and says, hey, let's go to a movie, let's go out dancing, let's go here, let's be active, let's live life, and let's go visiting the neighbors, let's go and out to the beach, and let's sit on the beach and watch the waves come in, and let's do this. And if my associate, my partner, my spouse does not like to do that with me, I am therein considered a loner. But yet, when I sit on the beach, I see a few people, very few, but I see a few people sitting here and there, and somehow we have a camaraderie. Somehow we oftentimes strike up a conversation. And our conversation is gentle, not persuasive, but very gentle, and we talk to each other about things that mean something to us. Did you see that comet go by? Oh my, those waves are so glorious. The phosphorescence of the waves are just so beautiful. You can see them rolling in from miles out. It's a glorious sight. And you see, you're looking at nature. You're looking at life. You're looking at the quietness and the peacefulness. It's your own heart. Sharing with your own heart all that you are. It's you becoming alive and realizing that life is more than just sex or more than just having someone make your dinner for you or to be your partner in something. Life is more than that. Now, if my suggestion bears any weight, then a lot of people who are married wouldn't be married. And a lot of people who consider being married at this moment and are sort of barking up a tree trying to create a marriage relationship, if they haven't found out who they are and associate with someone who is just like them. The saying is, oftentimes in marriage, you like to have someone who is a compliment to yourself, but also who is a little different. Because if you had someone who had always exactly the same likes that you have, that wouldn't be very interesting. Well, that's begging the question. Actually, if I had a mate who was exactly like me, we would be in paradise all the time. Because we'd be living in a world where both of us had the same interests, the same delight in life, the same charm in life, and we would just be so thrilled and so happy and so peaceful. It would be hard to tell us apart from bliss at its maximum expression. Whither thou goest? That's something that we really can think about. My dog is my dog, and my dog wants to have a master. My dog wants to have someone who will expect him to act in certain ways, and act as in ways of a dog, not of a person, not of a child, not of my son, as sometimes I call Rex, my golden retriever, my son. But he's not my son, he's my dog. And we have great times together. Oh, there are times he'd like to go and get involved in other people's activities, because that looks exciting. But he always comes back to me. He always comes back to my world, because my world is what he created himself being born into. And I created him into my world also. And so, as I expect him to walk quietly with me, as I expect him to sit with me as I sit on the meditation benches here at the Absolute Monastery, and I look out across the vast expanses of our acreage and the acreages of the thousands and thousands of acres that surround us, all so brilliant, so beautiful, so quiet and so peaceful. Yes, it just makes your heart say, yes, all is right with the world, and I am the world, and it is great. And Rex, he sits right next to me. He sits there looking around straight up for quite a little while, and he's got his head looking around here and there and enjoying the beautiful atmosphere, the beautiful ambience of the countryside that I love so much. And then he'll lay down. And he'll cross his paws, and he'll put his mouth on his paws, and he'll lay there, and he will just sort of close his eyes and live in the bliss of the moment. And when I'm ready to get up, I'll stand up, and he will continue laying there. And then when he sees that I'm going to move, then he stands up and gently walks along with me. Now, that's the real kind of partner, whither thou goest. That's the real kind of partner man would want. But there is more that we want than just an obedient animal. We don't want just an obedient animal in our life as a partner, or as a friend, or as someone who we share with. Because when we're driving in the car, and I don't mind driving at all, most people want me to drive, and I drive, and I drive like a professional chauffeur. And I drive along, and it's very happy and very harmoniously, and no time at all we are where we go. But I cannot say to my dog, Rex, you drive for a while. I want to sit back here and just relax and look at the countryside and see more carefully where we're driving through. And Rex, of course, would say to me, okay, Dad, glad to do it. See, there I am, having him be a human, calling me Dad. And, okay, I'd be glad to do it. Teach me how. And perhaps one day we will know how to teach our dogs how to drive and have all the responsibility that driving brings with it. Or maybe that's not what they're in our life for. Maybe we have a dog in our life for our sharing of unconditional love and our sharing of oneness. And maybe we have a man or a woman in our life for another type of sharing, the sharing of an intimacy, the sharing of a oneness of spirit, of oneness of direction, an unconditional love. Whither thou goest, that's something really for us to think about. And the more we think about it, the more we'll realize that life is not just what we think it is. Life is what we make it. Now, what are you going to do about that? How are you going to handle your life? How are you going to handle your world? How are you going to handle all the things that are in your experience? Are you going to handle them from the point of view that you are the master? Are you going to handle it from the point of view that you don't have to change your way of doing things, your way of thinking, your way of living, just because another person in your life has another way of living? You create in your life people who are harmonious with your way of living, people who are harmonious with your way of thinking, people who are harmonious with who you are, just the way you are, without changing one whit or one tittle. It would make no difference to you whatsoever. And you would be the most happy person in the universe. Whither thou goest? Think on these three words. Sometimes we sort of flaunt them and blatantly speak them without really understanding what they mean. Unconditionally love yourself as I do myself. Unconditionally work with yourself and know that you are good, and everything that you want to do is your highest and best. Everything you want to do is fun. Everything you want to do is a joy for you and the people you choose to have in your world. It's up to you. It's up to me. I choose a life of unconditional love, surrounded by people who are unconditionally loving, as I unconditionally love them, and I am in a state of absolute bliss and happiness all the time. Join me, won't you? It's a wonderful experience. I love you. I love you. I love you.